Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yo, welcome to the new, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. My name is Louis B. This is the radio show that kicks the issues in the balls. We attack everything that is corrupt. We attack everything that's going wrong with this country. What's going wrong with the world, I attack. Don't give a damn who you are. Don't give a damn what you think you, who you're trying to play. If you're doing wrong, I'm going to attack you. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to expose you. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. Again, I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. So, yeah, before we get started, we usually have the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit and speaking on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. As you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that, shut your goddamn ass up.
That's right. If you're not down with that, of course, shut your goddamn ass up. So today we're doing news and commentary because, hey, you know, there's been a lot of news. There's a lot of crap going on that you need to know that you're not going to hear on your 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or even your 24-hour news stations. You're not going to hear this. You're not gonna get that extra reporting. You're just going to get the that's if you even get the facts. You're just going to get the bare minimum. This is what's going on. No backstory, nothing. So anyways, here from the Times Online, Israel stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Looks like, we've been telling you that they're ramping up. The next war is going to be with Iran. This is probably going to be the war that freaking breaks our back. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not one of those people that says, "Well, Israel shouldn't exist," I know nothing about, you know, the dynamics of what's going on. I don't know. I don't fully understand what's going on between Israelis and Palestinians. I don't know. And I, you know, for me to talk about it, I don't know. I need, you know, that aside, I don't trust governments at all. Doesn't matter what country they are, I don't care. Don't trust governments, because they're the ones that are corrupt. It goes way beyond religion and race. With that disclaimer... With that disclaimer, Israeli stations nuclear missile subs off Iran. Three German-built Israeli submarines equipped with nuclear cruise missiles are being deployed in the Gulf near the Iranian coastline. The first has been sent in response to Israeli fears that ballistic missiles developed by Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah, a political and military organization in Lebanon, could hit sites in Israel, including air bases and missile launchers. The submarines of Flotilla 7, Dolphin, Tacoma, and Leviathan have visited the Gulf before, but the decisions have now been taken to ensure a permanent presence of at least one of the vessels. The flotilla's commander, identified only as Colonel O, told the Israeli newspaper, "We are an underwater assault force. We're operating deep and far, very far from our borders." Each of the submarines has a crew of 35 to 50, commanded by a colonel capable of launching a nuclear cruise missile. The vessels can remain at sea for up to 50 days and stay submerged up to 1,150 feet below surface for at least a week. Some of the cruise missiles are equipped with the most advanced nuclear warheads in the Israeli arsenal. The deployment is designed to act as a deterrent, gather intelligence, and potentially to land Mossad agents. We're a solid base for collecting sensitive information, as we can stay for a long time in one place, said a flotilla officer. The submarines could be used if Iran continues its program to produce a nuclear bomb. The 1,500-kilometer range of the submarine's cruise missiles can reach any target in Iran, said a Navy officer. Apparently responding to the Israeli activity, an Iranian admiral said anyone who wishes to do an evil act in the Persian Gulf will receive a forceful response from us. Israel's urgent need to deter the Iran-Syria-Hezbollah alliance was demonstrated last month. Ehud Barak, the defense minister, was said to have shown President Barack Obama classified satellite images of a convoy of ballistic missiles leaving Syria on the way to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, will emphasize the danger to Obama in Washington this week. Tel Aviv, Israel's business and defense center, remains the most threatened city in the world, said one expert. There are more missiles per square foot targeting Tel Aviv than any other city, he said. So, woo-wee. It's getting hotter in the Middle East, especially if they start throwing around nuclear weapons. And you know we're going to end up getting pushed in it. We still got guys in the Middle East. I mean, if they start throwing shit at Iran, I mean, the nuclear winds are going to blow over Iraq. I mean, let's look at the map here. Iraq, just Googling it, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, all right, ooh, somebody already Googled map, map, all righty, let's go to Google Images, Iraq, Afghanistan map, shit, all right, Iran is in between Afghanistan and Iraq. Okay, did I say that right? Iran is between Afghanistan and Iraq. If they shoot a missile, they seem to be in the Persian Gulf, somewhere around there. They shoot a missile, those winds could carry toxic nuclear, whatever the shit is called, and hit our guys in Afghanistan and Iraq. And basically, shit. Oh, fuck. All right. And now looking at this map, I guess how do they fucking fly supplies from Iraq to Afghanistan? They have to go over Iran. They have to violate their airspace, huh? Shit. So, yeah, no, the danger is real. I mean, whether you care about Israel or not, we got guys in Iraq and Afghanistan that if they shoot a nuclear missile, that toxic shit could hit our guys, could really hit our guys there. And it ain't going to be a quick death. It ain't. So we need to do something to calm these niggas down. It don't look good. So anyways, moving on. Next, we got the next story. I mean that's, I don't know how else to freaking explain the whole, like really simplify how it's going to affect us. So anyway, so okay, what else we got here? Oh man. Mexican pirates terrorize popular Texas border lake. Falcon Lake is is famous for its monster bass and for the maniacal obsession of the fishermen who come from all over Texas and the world to stalk them. Now, this remote reservoir that straddles the international boundary is known for something else: pirates. In the last month, crews of outlaws in a small armada of banged-up skiffs and high-powered bass boats launched from Mexican shore have ambushed bass anglers from the Texas side, innocently casting their plastic worms over favorite spots. The buccaneers have struck in Mexican waters, but within sight of the Texas shore. Dressed in black, the pirates brandish automatic weapons, carry radio cell phones, and board the anglers' boats. They demand weapons or drugs from their captives, but find neither. Seem satisfied with taking $400 or $500 as booty, according to law enforcement officials and victims' accounts. There is a saying about not messing with Texas, and the idea that criminals are preying on American anglers is raising already high temperatures along the southwest border. Oh, shit. You know you're going to get some freaking rednecks out there with some fucking weapons and be like, okay, essay. Brrrah. And you know what? At this point, if the federal government is not going to protect its citizens, I mean, come on. What, you're gonna say, well, I guess you shouldn't go there? Bullshit. Americans should be able to go wherever the fuck they please without having to worry about some fucking wetbacks trying to hijack their shit. And I hope they do form a posse. I hope they do form a posse and shoot these motherfuckers. I hope they do. If the federal government does not do what it's supposed to do. That's one of the jobs of the federal government. Protect us. Not give us health care. Do all this extra shit. Protect us from foreign threats. Oops. The Washington Post goes out of its way to point out that the raids are occurring on the Mexican side of the lake, which presumably allows them to argue that if the Americans cross the border and get hurt, it's their own damn fault. That argument, of course, is sneered at when we say the same thing about Mexicans crossing into our country. But there's also this little throwaway line in the middle of the article that shows they do indeed cross into American waters. Last week, Border Patrol agents tried to follow a Mexican boat filled with men wearing ski masks, but it was too fast for the agents and entered the Mexican waters, where U.S. law enforcement is forbidden. Oh, see, they're coming in. See, I mean, come on. Seriously? And this is okay? So if we go into their country, they could fuck us up and do shit, and it's our fault. They come over here. We got to protect them. They freaking make threats. They kill police officers. And we just got to be like, well, maybe we should give them amnesty. Maybe we should cave to terrorists. This is real terrorism. This is real damn terrorism. I'm like, come on. How the fuck is this okay? Why are people accepting this? It's some dumb shit. It really is. It makes no damn sense. Why is there such a fucking, you know, they could come in here, pull their dumb shit, freaking kill people, we can't go into their country, or else if we get, they could hurt us because we're invading their country. And oops, oh well, you shouldn't have been here. What kind of fucking doublethink is this? I mean, what, this is just not fair. If this is what the federal government is basically telling you. This is what liberals are basically telling you. Well, you, if you're an American, you deserve to get fucked up because we had it good for so long. But you better protect those poor helpless Mexicans that cross in here and steal all your stuff and kill everybody and steal again. Well, yeah, this is, or murder or rape. Or bring child pornography here, or sell underage girls for prostitution. We should protect them and give them amnesty, because apparently since they won't dare fucking take on their own government and fix wherever the fuck they came from, they could come over here and tell us what to do and kill our police officers. Fuck that. Fuck that. We got Vortex up in the chat room. How you doing, Vortex? I mean, what kind of silly shit is that? So, yeah. Back to the article here. The traffickers cross day and night, driving boats with bales of marijuana right into. Well, come on, and you know what? This ain't the. First of all, it ain't the good marijuana. It's fucking dirt. So I mean, they should just get shot for bringing in bad merchandise. And again, that's just another reason to freaking legalize it, because they come in here with their bales of dirt marijuana. We're like. Man, sorry, free market. We're buying the good shit from Steve's Emporium of Marijuana from South Lamar in Austin, Texas. It's legal to smoke here. Hey, woo! Fuck that Mexican weed. Made in America, niggas. Anyways, right into the backyards of homes along the lake. They rent cabins at the Lakeside State Park and stash dope there. The border agents point to a three-story house built like a watchtower on the Mexican shore. The officers frequently see observers with binoculars on the roof. Up and down the lake, netting boats are idled. Nobody waves. This behavior, of course, should be met by a barrage of hellfire missiles. Just to clarify, which side in this dispute is actually a superpower? And to get into a debate about whose side. Oh, shit. Ah, fuck me. I think I fucked up. I accidentally closed it. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't understand what's the problem here. Why can't we defend our own borders here? Why? I mean, we allow this shit to go on. Why? And liberals just were like, oh, well, we're just going to let it happen. Well, liberals, also another word for pussies. Pussies. Fucking pussies. I hate, you know. And basically, they hold back the rest of the people that actually do want to do something about it. You want to hold back the people. You just want to, like, oh, well, we can't have people fighting crime or freaking protecting their own country when the federal government won't do it. It's ridiculous. Anyways, next article we got here. Okay, what we got here. I accidentally closed out my window, so I had to, like, restart the everything, every freaking thing. Okay, what we got here? Actually, almost forgot. Yo, if you're going to be in New York June 2nd, That's a Wednesday. There's going to be a summer barbecue kickoff, metal psychobility, psychobilly burlesque show at the Delancey at 168 Delancey Street, New York, New York, 10002. It's Wednesday, June 2nd. Starts at 8 p.m. If you get there before 8 p.m., it's $5. Start the summer right with scantily clad ladies, barbecue ribs, and killer music. The Delancey and Nerve Ending Productions proudly presents the Delancey Summer Kickoff Barbecue with performances by Imperion, Concussion, Darkness Descends, and Olipeist. Music starts at 8:30 sharp, or you can eat barbecue and naughty girls tearing up the floor. Also, free Asahi beer with certain shots. 21 and over, don't miss it. Free Asahi beer with every $6 Jack Daniels drink from 10 p.m. to midnight, only in the basement for the metal show. Drinks are cheaper in the basement than on the main floor, so make sure you hit up the basement bar. Also, there'll be performances by Amber Ray and Jelly Bean the Clown, both Coney Island Freak Show performers. Make sure to check them out after the basement show. Barbecue is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, promoted by Nerve Ending Productions. Sponsored by Asahi Beer. Come get some. So go to CratchShotRadio.com. Hit up the sticky page and either click the MySpace or Facebook link to RSVP. So make sure you RSVP and also invite your friends. Okay. Now that we got that out the way, next article here we got here is Vice President Joe Biden, no improper motive by feds at Waco. The Davidians committed suicide. Vice President of the United States Joe Biden, who proudly announced, "I am a Zionist," before taking office, blamed the Branch Davidians in Texas for the fire that took the lives of 76 men, women, and children. Let me try to find that thing by that comedian? Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks, Waco. I really should have did this earlier. Bill Hicks. Yeah, let me get this this clip. Yeah, I'm gonna get in this thing here. While it's downloading, I'm gonna finish reading this article. Alrighty. Yes. Blame the Branch Davidians in Texas for the fire that took the lives of 76 men, women, and children. In reviewing the excellent 97 documentary, Raquel, Rules of Engagement, last month, on the 17th anniversary of the federal government-orchestrated massacre near Waco, Texas, the final minutes of the film reveal congressional testimony from the hearings of Waco, in which Biden and a gaggle of other disgusting government apologists pronounced that the government was blameless in the entire ordeal. This despite the fact that the Davidian survivors who were charged with murder of federal agents afterwards were acquitted of all charges. Identified on screen, Joseph R. Biden, U.S. Delaware, the current vice president, definitively stated, "The record of the Waco incident documents mistakes. What the record from Waco does not evidence, however, is any improper motive or intent on the part of law enforcement. David Koresh and the Davidians set fire to themselves and committed suicide. The government did not do that." Clip seen at an hour and three below. Zionist Joe Biden, we got the video there, so you guys could watch it on Crotch Shot Radio underneath the article. Zionist Joe Biden recently endorsed Freemason Arlen Specter for U.S. Senate, just as George W. Bush did in 2004. Specter was primarily advocate of the magic bullet theory spewed by the Warren Commission in the assassination of the nation's first and last Roman Catholic president, John F. Kennedy. highly recommend the president who told the truth. If you want to watch that documentary, also shown in the final minutes of the film are Janet Reno, who said, "I have absolutely no doubt at all that the cult members set the fire." Makes one wonder which cult Reno is referring to. The wicked trio of former U.S. Attorney Generals John Ashcroft, Alberto Gonzalez, and Janet Reno appeared together in Los Angeles last April, just as George W. Bush and Bill Clinton spoke together for an audience on February 22nd, 2010. Several others whose testimony is shown in the final segment of the documentary include Ray John, assistant U.S. attorney, shilled for the official government version, claiming the survivors that came out, their clothes smell of accelerants. They smell of lighter fluid. And the laboratory later came back and confirmed that they had done it. Rick Sherrill, retired ATF arson specialist, testified, "I would like to know why key information as to how some of this contamination occurred was omitted from the reports. They, the survivors, had to walk through an area that was contaminated by fuel from large tanks spilled by the government tank operations," continued. "The thing that really concerns me is why the building was so totally destroyed afterwards. The crime scene, as it was a crime scene, was totally destroyed." David Bynes, captain of the Texas Rangers, was asked if he saw the FBI changing the crime scene, and replied that he did, and that their actions were certainly not standard operating procedure. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah claimed that no political corruption was involved at Waco or in the aftermath, and testified there was no conspiracy to kill Branch Davidians. Waco, the rules of engagement can be bought at, well, okay, blah, 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 Waco 93, or you could, like, watch it below. Anyway, Bill Cooper, damn, this thing is still downloading. I'm going to play this five minute clip of Bill Hicks talking about how the absurdity of the official Waco, Texas story. They killed those people. I mean, look, people, you know, I know 9/11 truthers don't touch Waco, but if we could prove that Waco was a 9/11 job, was an inside job, if we could prove that the Oklahoma City bombing was an inside job, how much of a leap could it be if 9/11 was an inside job? They just went bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Anyways, here's the, let me get the clip, but this is a Bill Hicks. He died way too early. He was a genius. So yeah, here you go.
Down in Australia when the Waco debacle ended, I was very bummed because I thought that was the most fascinating story of the year, bar none. And everyone was so upset with that guy because he called himself Jesus, right? And I said, come on, you know, the guy's real name is Vernon. Let him be Jesus for a couple of months. You know what I mean? What's it to you? Who's going to follow a Messiah named Vernon anyway? You got to be Jesus. That's part of the Messiah deal. And Vernon's fake. Yeah, yeah. What are we doing? I'm following Vernon. Where y'all going? To the drive-in. Joe Bob Briggs did the movie. It was real good. Vernon's going. He's my Messiah. He said he'd get us some beef jerky. I follow Vernon. Isn't that weird, though? People always snap and think they're Jesus. How come no one ever snaps and thinks they're Buddha? Particularly in America, where more people resemble Buddha than Jesus. I'm Buddha. You're Bubba. I'm Buddha now. All I got to do is change two letters on my belt. Bubba, Buddha. Come over here and read my scripture. Vernon's a false prophet. Buddha Bubba's the real man. But I was in Australia, and the Australians had a big contingency at the Branch Davidian compound, and I'm from Texas, so they were very curious. They were asking me all about it, you know. Oh, this guy's so weird, isn't he? This guy, Koresh, is so weird. And I was thinking, well, wait a minute. Frustrated rock musician with a messianic complex, armed to the teeth, and trying to fuck everything that moves. I don't know how to tell you this. Sounds like every one of my friends in Austin. I don't know if this is going to be an isolated incident. I'm waiting for Will Sexton to build a compound somewhere. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what. It's an Austin name. I picked it out of a hat. Pick your own Austin guitarist and have fun with the joke. But I thought the whole thing was an absolute disaster and a debacle, and if any of y'all have been watching public access and seen the footage, which was not shown on any major news media source, of the tanks, Bradley tanks, shooting fire into the compound, which I think went against the party line story, which was that they shot tear gas in order to help the mothers and the children to get out, to convince them while they're destroying the compound, they're getting the mom and children to die. The soft sell is definitely the FBI's way. And anyway, so the major news said that the Branch Davidians started the fire. If I'm not mistaken, correct me when I go off the story here. And that the Branch Davidians started the fire, and all they did was shoot in tear gas. And yet I've seen with my own eyes and my squeegee third eye footage of a Bradley tank shooting fire into the compound, which, isn't that odd that no major news source has picked up on that? How do you think that's newsworthy? Because that basically means that the government, from the FBI, the ATF, up to Janet Reno, including Clinton, are liars and murderers. And wait, there's more. And I mean, the implications are vast. You know, and if the ATF and FBI had any honor, if there was any honor left or dignity on this planet, they would commit Harry Caray while first admitting what they've done, and they'd kill themselves, because they are liars and murderers. Yeah. Oh, we had to bust the compound down because we heard child molestation was going on. Yeah, if that's true, how come we don't see Bradley tanks knocking down Catholic churches? I'm talking if child molestation is actually your concern. Well, there's a methamphetamine lab on the... No, there wasn't. And not one child came out of there saying they were molested. Not one child. They don't want the voice of reason spoken, folks, because otherwise we'd be free, and otherwise we wouldn't believe their fucking horseshit lies, nor the fucking propaganda machine, the mainstream media, and buy their horseshit products that we don't fucking need and become a third world consumer fucking plantation, which is what we're becoming. Fuck them. They are liars and murderers. All governments are liars and murderers. And I am now Jesus. Now, and this is my compound.
Yeah, man, that freaking Bill Hicks. We got Christy up in the chat room now. So, yeah, man, that man was, I mean, they're calling him, I read some articles that call him, he had to have been a prophet and shit. But 17 years later, it still holds up. It's still relevant. I mean, damn. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com. BlueberryNetwork.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at Blueberry.com. That's Blueberry, no E's, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotchshot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
See, I just got fucked up just now, and I just freaking hit the wrong entrance song. Fuck. Now I know freaking people are listening. Well, I guess somebody in the chat room wants me to start giving dating advice. So if you want to call in and get some dating advice, this is the number.
Call the Crotchshot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Alrighty, so... So hey, if you want some dating advice, feel free, call in. But if you don't take my advice and your life gets fucked up, then you got your own yourself to blame. So free, step right up. Step right up. Oh man. So yeah, Christy needs some dating advice because she hasn't gotten laid since the Reagan administration. Yes. Anyway, while I'm waiting for people to call me asking for some advice, here we go. Richard Dawkins planning to have Pope Benedict arrested over crimes against humanity. This is reported by Telegraph.uk. Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens, the atheist author, are seeking advice from human rights lawyers as to what legal action can be taken against the Pope over his alleged cover-up of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. It emerged this weekend that in 1985, when he was in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which deals with sex abuse cases, the Pope signed a letter arguing that the good of the universal church should be considered against the defrocking of the American priest who committed sex offenses against two boys. I'm not laughing at this. I'm laughing at what's going on in the chat room. So please don't think I'm laughing at this. Dawkins and Hitchens believe he should face criminal proceedings because his first instinct was to protect the church rather than the children in his care. They are hoping to exploit the same legal principle used to arrest Augusto Pinochet, the late Chilean dictator, on a Spanish warrant when he visited Britain in 1998. The Pope will visit London, Glasgow, and Coventry during his time in the UK between September 16th and 19th. This is a man whose first instinct when his priests are caught with their pants down is to cover up the scandal and damn the young victims to silence, Dawkins, who wrote The God Delusion, said. This man is not above or outside the law. It is institutionalized concealment of child rape is a crime under any law and demands not private ceremonies or repentance or church-funded payoffs, but justice and punishment. Hitchens, an author of God Is Not Great, said their lawyers, Barrister Jeffrey Robertson and Mark Stevens, a solicitor, believe they can ask the Crown Prosecution Service and that Pope Benedict will not be able to claim diplomatic immunity since he is not the head of a state recognized by the United Nations. There is every possibility of legal action against the Pope occurring, said Stevens. Jeffrey and I have both come to the view that the Vatican is not actually a state in international law. It is not recognized by the UN, it does not have borders that are policed, and its relations are not of a full diplomatic nature. So, yeah, there you go. There we go. Jail the Pope. Jail the Pope and throw away the key. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah. God, I hate talking to myself. If you want to be a co-host of the Crotch Out Radio Show, send your applications to crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. I look at every application. Send a picture. If you're a chick, send me your boobies. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But if you want to send them anyway, nice. Oh, man. It's fucking Memorial Day. Jesus Christ. Hippie Love wants to be friends. Okay. Jennifer Campos. Oh, wow. I got a new friend. I got new friends. So, oh, man, what else we got going here? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's fucking hot. It's fucking hot, but I don't want to put in my fucking air conditioner. I'm actually trying to hold out this whole summer without putting in air conditioner. Like, I tried last year. I waited till, like, it really started getting really hot in New York City. I'm just trying to be able to deal with the heat and the humidity at night. So that way I can sweat some shit. Because really, that's what sweat is liquid shit. So, oh, man. Damn, a lot of shit going on with Israel. Stopping boats, trying to give humanitarian aid to Palestinians. Damn. I guess this is what Vortex wanted to report on. Tens of thousands of people joined angry protesters across the world Monday after a deadly Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla, demanding retaliation and showing support for the Palestinians. And Turkey, crowds took to the streets in several cities to vent fury after the storming of a Turkish passenger boat in the flotilla that left at least 9 dead, most of them believed to be Turkish nationals. Damn Israel, a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, revenge, revenge, yelled protesters in Istanbul, where about 10,000 people converged on the central Taksim Square after marching from the Israeli consulate. So, I actually got a thing here. Somebody sent me a email on Facebook. Apparently, he didn't like all the article, all the negative Israeli articles that I was posting. And, you know, this is just to give another view of what's going on. Because apparently they've been raiding boats to give humanitarian aid to Palestine. Which, you know, I'm not against. Of course, you know, I'm not against giving aid to people that need it. However, I'm just going to omit some stuff because I, you know, he didn't give me permission to read this. So I want to protect his identity, because I don't want him catching no shit, because these are his opinions. Seeing your post here made me feel you may be getting the wrong impression about Israel. And as an Israeli, I feel I have to try to let you see things the way we Israelis see them. Every country that wants to deliver humanitarian support to Gaza can do so. The problem was that those people who were on the boats wanted to cause problems and didn't allow the Israeli government to check the goods they were carrying on the boats. The Israeli soldiers asked the peace activists, in quotation marks, to stop and let soldiers check the boats, but were answered with violence as the activists attacked the soldiers. And one more thing to think about. For almost 4 years, Hamas holds an Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, without letting him see a doctor or get a visit from the Red Cross. When the peace activists were asked by Gilad Shalit's dad to bring him a letter, they said they won't do it. So how humanitarian are they? I feel it's hypocrisy. This whole thing was just propaganda to make Israel look bad. I hope you understand my point of view. Thanks. If that's going on, I mean, look, at this point, yeah, I'm not reading anything from Prison Planet. Prison Planet, InfoWars, fuck them. I'm not reading anything from Prison Planet. Sorry, Vortex. They're just a glorified blog to me. Freaking Kurt Nimmo makes all these fucking assumptions. Paul Watson and his brother, you know, they all write articles without any fucking sources. Like, oh, we have sources, but they have to remain confidential. Well, then you know what? Your whole article is unreliable. Kurt Nimmo, when he writes shit, he doesn't have sources. He just gives his opinion, and that's supposed to be news? I mean, come on, let's fucking be real here. If we're going to be the new mainstream media, we got to do something the mainstream media isn't doing. Give the truth, give the nitty-gritty with sources. Not just say, this is what I think, and it's fact. Okay, I mean, look, it's fine to give your opinion, but don't fucking try to pass it off as news. I give you the news, and I mean, this is why I name my shows, the segments that I do, news and commentary. Because I don't pass my commentary as news. I pass my commentary as my opinion on what's really going on with each news story that I give. From a socialist website? Vortex can damn, you're working against me. Damn, dude. Damn, man. Fuck my shit up, man. Vortex is trying to fuck my shit up royally. Oh, man. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Damn, maybe I should get, look, Apple sells 2 million iPads. Apple, now the largest U.S. technology company by value, said today it had sold 2 million of its iPad tablet computers, outdoing even the iconic iPhone on its launch. Apple said it had sold 1.4 million iPads since it went on sale exclusively in the U.S. on April 3rd. On Friday, the iPad, a flat 10-inch black tablet computer that Apple claims will revolutionize the industry, went on sale in Australia, Japan, Canada, alongside Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Switzerland. The demand in the U.S. was so strong that the company pushed back the global rollout. Apple head Steve Jobs said in a statement that clients all over the world were now able to experience the iPad and seemed to like it as much as the company itself. Apple was very grateful for their patience and was now doing everything in its power to make sure there were enough iPads for everyone, Jobs added. The iPad goes on sale in 9 additional countries in July, including Austria, Belgium, Ireland, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. Last week, Apple dethroned software giant Microsoft as the largest U.S. technology company in terms of market value. Now, if those 2 million people are smart, they will get those iPads jailbroken. The entertainment industry has Apple by the balls, which means you can't fully use your Apple equipment that you pay for because they put blocks on it. And the iPad could be a very powerful device, but get it jailbroken because, I mean, they do put some software in it that blocks you from using it to its full capabilities. So get your Apple products jailbroken and get the full power of what you pay for. We got Jersey Jack in the chat room. What up, Jersey Jack? About 10 minutes left to the show. We're giving out dating advice to anybody who wants to call in. So how you doing? The party's going on in the crotchotradio.com/listen live website. So yeah, definitely check, hit us up there. So what else we got here? Oh yeah. Oh, man, this reminds me of the Wyclef song, I'll be gone to November, I'll be gone to November, the oil's gonna gush, I'll be gone to November, it's gonna be gushing to November. That shit. Officials warn oil could gush until August. Whee! Get ready for $6 a gallon gas. Woo-hoo! Right now, we're going to get a containment operation because this is being done at 5,000 feet with robots. We're going to take our time. BP engineers Monday scrambled a new high-risk operation to stem the devastating Gulf oil spill, now described as the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history, which looks like the... I'm seeing some reports that North Korea was behind it. Anyways, White House Energy and Climate Advisor Carol Browner declared Sunday that the oil spill was probably the biggest environmental disaster we've ever faced in this country, and said that we are prepared for the worst. On the CBS show Face the Nation, she said the American people need to know that it is possible we will have oil leaking from this well until August, when the relief wells will be finished. Hours after the British oil giant acknowledged the failure of its top-kill attempt to plug the underwater well, company officials said it could take a week to carry out a bid to place a cap over the leak. Right now, we're going to a containment operation, BP Managing Director Bob Dudley told CNN television of the latest attempt to deal with the ruptured well nearly 1 mile underwater. Because this is being done at 5,000 feet with robots, we're going to take our time, do it extremely carefully. By the end of the week, we should have this in place, Dudley said. While the top kill would have sealed the well using heavy drilling fluid and cement, the new effort aims only to contain most of the leak and might temporarily increase the amount of oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico, officials said. The leak will only be sealed when BP finishes drilling two relief wells, but those are not expected to be ready until August. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil spewing uncontrolled into the sea each day, at least 20 million gallons are now estimated to have escaped since the leased Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded on April 20th and sank, killing 11 workers. Some 500 people have braved rains in New Orleans, French Quarter Sunday, to denounce BP and Barack Obama's administration response to the disaster. Eco-murderer shouted Belinda Spoizak of New Orleans. Her protest sign featured a crude sketch of a black skull with BP's green and yellow logo over both eyes and bearing the words "British polluters." People, if you don't think this is being, it hasn't been done by design. Oh man, my dating advice is not to date. It's a necessary evil, though. She should have said they were that we were ever created. What? Okay. Oh man. So, yeah, we got 4 minutes left to the show. Whew. Again, looking for a new co-host because I'm getting tired of fucking talking to myself. Jesus. It's like, hey, what you think about this, Lou? I don't know, Lou. What you think? I don't know. I'm gonna end up having split personalities, and then this show will really start getting entertaining. Jesus, probably get myself a dead rabbit like Donnie Darko and start talking to that, and maybe, you know, it'll start talking back to me. I don't know, maybe my pet dog that's like knocked out next to me fucking snoring right now, it'll probably freaking start talking to me. Be my new co-host. The Crotch Out Radio Show with Louie B and Baby. Baby B. That's right, Jersey Jack. You're never alone with a schizophrenic. Yep. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. So, what else we got? Yeah. Again, we got Jersey Jack. Hey, Jack, we got a metal show happening in Delancey, at the Delancey in Manhattan this Wednesday. There's going to be burlesque dancers and barbecue and metal. So definitely check that out. Bring your friends. All right. And because of this, there's not going to be a show on Wednesday because I'm going to be at this place fucking working the doors and getting me some barbecue and staring at some nudity. Because that's what guys do. Start the summer right with scantily clad ladies, barbecue ribs, and killer music. The Delancey and Nerve Ending Productions proudly presents the Delancey Summer Kickoff Barbecue with a performances by Imperion, Concussion, Darkness Descends, and Allapiced. Music starts at 8:30 sharp. All you can eat barbecue and naughty girls tearing up the floor. Also free a Shahi beer with certain shots. 21 and over, don't miss it. If you come before 8 p.m., it's $5 to get in. Free a Shahi beer with every $6 Jack Daniels drink from 10 p.m. midnight. only in the basement for the metal show. Drinks are cheaper in the basement than on the main floor, so make sure you hit up the basement bar. Also, there will be performances by Amber Ray and Jellybean the Clown, both Coney Island freak show performers. Make sure to check them out after the basement show. Barbecue is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So, again, it's sponsored by Asahi Beer. Go to crutchheadradio.com and click the sticky page. Click the links for Facebook or MySpace to RSVP. So make sure you RSVP, then invite your friends. It's going to be a sick-ass show. Anyways, come back tomorrow. We got more news and commentary to tell you. Feel free to subscribe. We're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast, Podcast Alley, Podcaster, you know, just everywhere. We're, you know, feel free to subscribe to us, free. Also subscribe to the blog. I update it every day like a fiend, so feel free and sign up for updates on the site. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and saying fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to freaking look into what we're saying, if you just want to keep your head in the sand and not do anything, if you want to be lazy about it and let other people freaking worry about shit, or you really just don't give a damn, then, I mean, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do but say, fuck you too.